Life Audio.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines a verse each day to learn about God and His will for our lives. My name is Joshua Lilly, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll take a look at today's verse in Psalm 8.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 8, verse 2. But let's start with the first verse for context. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Verse 2. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. If you're familiar with the Bible, you may already know that the book of Psalms is the songbook of the entire Bible. In fact, the word psalm can be thought of as simply a song or a spiritual song. For the Jewish people in the times of the Old Testament, these songs were giving praise to God and were written by different people throughout Israel's history. The Psalms also compose the longest and largest book of the Bible, with 150 chapters. Each chapter is referred to as an individual psalm. Some are short, some are long. All are the lyrics to songs that God's ancient people used to sing of his praise and inspire many songs today. The author of the first section of Psalms is considered to be David. Each psalm often has a subtitle with musical notes and the phrase, "A Psalm of David." To make it extra clear, King David's life is detailed mostly in 1 and 2 Samuel. He is Israel's second king and considered to be a man after God's own heart. See 1 Samuel 13, verse 14. Many of these early psalms were written before David became king, when the old king, Saul, refused to give him the throne and actually hunted after David to put him to death. Hiding in caves and running for his life, David wrote songs and gave praise to God. Perhaps that's our first lesson for today. How this author, poet, and king ran towards God in times of adversity rather than away from him. Let's read those first two verses again in a different translation. You heard from the New International Version, or NIV. Let's read it from the Christian Standard Bible, or CSB. Lord, our Lord, how magnificent is your name throughout the earth. You've covered the heavens with your majesty. Verse 2. From the mouths of infants and nursing babies, you have established a stronghold on account of your adversaries in order to silence the enemy and the avenger. How majestic, how magnificent is your name in all the earth. This phrase appears in the first and last verses of the song, kind of like bookends. Psalm 8 is considered to be a song about God's glory displayed throughout creation. However, I'm going to focus on a more unique and specific theme found in verse 2. From the praise of children and infants, from the mouths of infants and nursing babies, You've established a stronghold against your enemies. Isn't this a strange line? It certainly stands in contrast to the first line of the song. This great and powerful, almighty creator has revealed his glory through the stars in the sky and the scale of his creation. But all of a sudden, we're talking about helpless babies and seeing them described as a stronghold or fortress against bad guys. Music, art, and poetry can often communicate powerful messages through unusual metaphors and comparisons. Here are a few thoughts. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 27 says that God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. This New Testament author, the Apostle Paul, no doubt had Psalm 8 on his mind. And King David himself probably felt like the foolish or the weak thing, putting the strong and wise to shame. He was the youngest of many brothers who were all stronger, taller, and more qualified than he when God chose him in 1 Samuel 17. This was very strange for the time, since the firstborn, or even the secondborn, often had the most to inherit. And here was young David, poised to lead Israel after their first king, Saul, who was also tall and handsome and completely capable at first impression, after he had begun living in disobedience to God. Ultimately, we see this principle in Psalm 8 most powerfully demonstrated, not just through David, but through Jesus. Jesus, who is God himself, come to earth as a helpless baby, a child, an infant. Jesus, who silenced the foe and the avenger in the wilderness when the devil tested him to call on his angels to help him, but he refused. Jesus, who demonstrated weakness by taking up a sinner's cross, not defending himself from the unjust sentencing of his own people. Jesus, who managed to conquer Rome, so to speak, by turning the other cheek and showing compassion for the downtrodden. The author of Hebrews quotes from later in Psalm 8 when talking about Jesus, who made himself lowly to demonstrate strength. Through Jesus' death, God has made for us a stronghold and refuge through which to inherit his kingdom. This strange yet beautiful line from an ancient song paints a fun picture of infants ruling the world. Those weak, weary, and heavy burdened are given rest and authority, grace and power, much like David himself. Those who trust in Jesus and choose to follow him are invited to rule through weakness and to conquer through compassion. So trust in him and do just that.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.